Unit 8.
단문 독해.
1. Since keyboards are everywhere, neither children nor adults need to write with a pen anymore. However, studies show that writing by hand is important for brain development. Specifically, it improves the parts of brain related to motor skills and creativity. A psychologist who tested elementary school students found they not only wrote faster, but also generated more ideas when writing essays by hand. This shows that students should be taught to write not only with a keyboard, but with pens as well. Writing by hand can develop the areas of the brain related to motor skills and creativity. Two. Before you get out of bed in the morning, try stretching each section of your limbs for 15 seconds. Begin by stretching your fingers, then move on to your hand, wrist, and arm. Repeat this process with the other arm. Now it's time to stretch your toes, feet, ankles, and legs. This simple exercise warms up your muscles and promotes better blood flow throughout your entire body. Stretching your limbs for a short time warms up your body's muscles and promotes your blood flow. 3. When you purchase a book, you obtain ownership of it, just as you pay to possess electronics, clothes, furniture, or other goods. But to truly possess the book, you must make it a part of you. The best way to do this is by writing your own personal notes in it as you read. Book lovers refer to this act as taking full ownership of the book. You can take complete ownership of a book by writing your own personal notes in it while you read. 4. An object's history, including who has touched it, can greatly affect its value. For example, in 1996, former President John F. Kennedy's golf clubs were sold for $772,500. Some charities have taken advantage of the magical touch by auctioning clothes that were worn by famous actors. But they should be careful not to wash them before auctioning them. A celebrity's sweat can actually increase the clothes' value. 5. Some companies hire temporary workers to cut costs by paying lower wages. Security and cleaning crews are often hired on a temporary basis. They are not protected by the same rules as full-time, regular workers, so they receive fewer benefits as well as lower wages. Their employers also cut their bonuses and holiday time to save money. Temporary workers have the disadvantages of fewer benefits and lower wages. In addition, their companies reduce their bonuses and holiday time to cut costs.
수능 독해.
1. Sometimes an object's shape is as important as the material it is made of. Have you ever tried squeezing the ends of an egg between the palms of your hands? It doesn't break. If you squeeze it in the middle, though, you'll end up with a mess on your hands. The reason for this is the egg's special shape, which minimizes strain by distributing weight evenly around the shell. You may have noticed that eggs are never stored horizontally. Rather, cartons are designed so that the ends of the eggs always point up. And when hens incubate their eggs, the eggs are positioned in the same way, with their narrower end pointing upwards. Thanks to this design, hens can sit on their eggs without breaking them. So while eggshells are fragile, their special shape makes them strong in certain conditions. 2. Have you ever wondered why buttons on women's clothes are placed on the left side while men's buttons are placed on the right? According to historians, this tradition started in the Victorian era. Back then, it was the custom for upper-class women to employ servants to dress them. Given that most people are right-handed, women's buttons were placed on the side of the clothes that was to the servant's right. This made it easier for the servants to button them up. Wealthy men, on the other hand, dressed themselves, so their buttons were placed on the right side. Eventually, even those who could not afford servants copied this trend, and to this day, buttons in women's fashion remain on the left side. Three. When it came to speaking in public, the American president, Ronald Reagan, was a perfectionist. He was an excellent speaker, but he was also always nervous before he spoke. In my opinion, that's the sign of a good speaker. Good speakers are always nervous because they truly care about doing a good job. In Reagan's case, he dealt with his nervousness by always starting his speeches with a joke. The audience's laughter helped him relax. Also, during their laughter, the audience would get comfortable and prepare for the coming speech. Therefore, if you're worried about giving a speech, it's a good idea to come up with an appropriate joke to start with. If you're not a naturally humorous person, ask a friend who is. 4. Inakadate is a small village in northeastern Japan famous for its rice. In the 1990s, Japanese rice consumption was in decline, so rice sales in the village were dropping. Nevertheless, rice remained the village's main source of income. In order to help the village, a public relations company came up with a plan. They wanted to utilize Inakadate's greatest resource, its rice, to attract people. They were able to do this by combining agriculture and digital technology. Huge artistic images were created in the village's fields by planting different colored varieties of rice. The company also created a new technology called Rice Code that allowed visitors to purchase rice from a website simply by taking pictures of the rice art with their phone. A total of 251,320 visitors, about 30 times the population of the village, came to see these unique creations. Meanwhile, rice sales rose 380% from the previous year. 5. It is common to find yourself in situations in which you feel you have to quickly come up with a fake excuse to get out of something you don't want to do. Maybe you're invited to a coworker's party and just don't have the time. Or your boss asks if you'll volunteer to work on Saturday when you know you don't need to. So, out come the excuses. I can't. I have a family funeral to go to. Or, I'm having a tooth pulled that day. Sorry. The next time you find yourself in this kind of situation and are getting ready to make up a fake excuse, stop. There's no need to justify why you can't make it or to adjust your schedule to accommodate someone else's. You don't have to say yes, but you don't have to lie either. 6. As populations expand, the number of deaths increases as well. By the year 2020, approximately 380,000 people will die annually, and the current burial system will be putting a growing burden on the environment. Therefore, governments are offering guidelines to encourage the adoption of eco-friendly burial practices. Typically, these involve cremating the dead and burying their remains in park-like settings. Not only is this good for the environment, but it probably meets the approval of those who find the sight of public cemeteries somewhat gloomy. In addition, it would likely lessen people's resistance to new cemeteries being built in their neighborhoods. Many European countries have already made attempts to introduce such burial techniques, and reactions have been promising.